Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. In breaking news, New South Wales police have arrested a man over today's data breach. Police were yesterday alerted to a website that was sharing the info of people who use their license to sign into pubs, clubs and restaurants across the state. A 46-year-old man in Fairfield West has now been arrested. He's expected to be charged with blackmail. New South Wales police are yet to find the person responsible for a fatal stabbing on the mid-north coast this morning. A 22-year-old surfer has died in hospital after he was attacked near Coffs Harbour Surf Club just moments after he left the water. The desperate search for two Perth brothers missing in Mexico continues. Callum and Jake Robinson had been on a surfing trip in the northern state of Baja California before going missing. Local media are reporting that a woman is in custody in connection to their disappearance. WA Premier Roger Cook says it's concerning.
This is really quite distressing. I understand that one of the individuals has a medical condition that would need ongoing care. So I share concerns of all Western Australians in terms of their welfare.
More than 280 people have been arrested at two universities in New York during a police crackdown on student protests. And New South Wales police are reviving a nearly 30-year-old cold case with a $1 million reward. Detectives are looking for information on Tony Tiki's death in Maroubra in 1996. The money is up for grabs for anyone who comes forward with information that leads to the arrest of her killer. In sport, the Bulldogs get Jamara Ugle-Hagan back for the clash with the Hawks, while coach Luke Beveridge isn't fazed by speculation surrounding the future of out-of-contract star Bailey Smith.
Players' time in the game is not a long time sometimes, so you can understand how they will listen to the overtures.
Up tonight are Port and the Crows in Adelaide. And emerging forward Corey Durden has locked in his next two seasons with the Blues, the 22-year-old signing a two-year contract extension after an impressive start to his AFL career.